Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I seem to recall that last week you were looking at the Derby Digger, which was all to do with Wickford's connection to the New World. And you're heading off to the New World this week, are you not?
Indeed I am.
And?
I'm heading off this time to Wickford, but in Rhode Island in America.
Ah, another Wickford.
It's said to have been founded round about 1636, 1637. Mm. And it's due to a couple from Wickford who actually emigrated in round about 1635, John and Elizabeth Winthrop, married couple. And apparently Elizabeth named this part of Rhode Island Wickford because it reminded her of Wickford back home.
Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Absolutely. And they built a church and a homestead in Wickford. And the church in Wickford, USA, dates from about 1707. Mm-hmm. And it's said to be one of the, if not the, oldest church in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
The connection between Wickford, America and Wickford, England still remained right up until the Second World War. And in the Second World War, people from Wickford, Rhode Island, America sent parcels and gifts to the people of Wickford, England in support while we were going through the Second World War.
That was really good.
So it's nice to know that the connection lasted from the 1630s into the 1940s.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And next week?
Next week, we're going to East Hanningfield and Great Baddow.
Okay. Thank you.